Next up, now that we know how to buy a house, we will figure out, let me get her, oh, there we go. So now that we know how to buy a house, if we don't have enough money to buy a house, what are our next steps? So Annette Hines flew all the way down here from Massachusetts to give us all of her expert tips and latest and greatest on HUD housing. She has over 25 years experience in the special needs community. I know, I was pretty impressed with that. I was like, wow. And she has also a fun little podcast, which I've kind of hopped on every now and then.
Thank you.
So if y'all are kind of nerdy like me when it comes to certain stuff like that. So, and yep, you got it.
All right.
And I will let her take over and help us figure out what to do when we can't buy the house.
Thank you. So I'm just going to turn this.
I can also move it up here if that's easier.
This is fine. I'm just too short to be behind here. You'll barely see me. So what a great day. Hard to be at the end of such great presentations. I totally feel inadequate compared to everything that's been talked about today. So we're going to talk about HOTMA, but the slides and the materials, there's hundreds of pages of materials. There's a lot of information there. I really want to kind of wrap up the day with some practical advice. First and foremost, how many of you have counseled or advocated for somebody with a local housing authority? A few. Okay. So that is about usually what we see. There's a sprinkling. Most people that I see in conferences are more on the drafting and sometimes on the administration side, but not very much on the advocacy side. So here's the happy news at the end of the day. Working with the housing authorities is a pleasure and a dream compared to Social Security, Medicaid, and other public benefits agencies. They are in the business of finding people homes and keeping them there, okay? So when you are advising and when you go to, you know, work with an agency, just have that collaborative hat on and not the, you know, going to battle, going to war hat on. It's really important to know that they're going to do everything they can to help your client. They're going to help them get in the home. They're going to help them stay in the home. And we'll see that a little bit in the regulations. Much of the regulations have some flexibility where the local housing authorities do not have to impose penalties. They can be more lenient. It is a little bit like the Wild West. You know, we've got regulations. We've got some notices that conflict each other, and then we have what really happens in practice, okay? I also want to make sure that we have time to get to a couple of, you know, real-life situations. And thank you so much to Blaine Brockman, who helped put all of these materials together for a recent NALA presentation, which I moderated with him. Okay, so all I want to say on this slide is really that, again, we've got our regulations, but you really want to take a look at what those HUD notices from 2023, the -10 and the -27 say. There are some places where they do contradict the regulations, but HUD is and the local housing authorities are definitely going to be looking at the notices. It's very similar with Social Security, where they are looking at the POMs. The POMs are their Bible of how to administer on a day-to-day basis. POMs are not law, but that is really effectively how they administer the program. So these notices are going to be the same. Okay, so here's some things across the board with HUD and with HOTMA. The definition of family, which really confuses people sometimes because we're going to be talking about what is a family. It is not just blood. It's really all the people who live together in a home and pool their resources to pay for that home. In this case, we've got deductions and asset limitations that are adjusted annually for inflation, unlike SSI and some other programs. So yay for that.